Hello and welcome back to 2012 in the Church of Jesus. The following weekly report can be accessed at the Voice of the Martyrs website, persecution.com. Just click on Pray. You can actually have VOM send it to your email every week, as I do. And I've done it this week, and I'm reading it to you. And as we read along, I will also interject some comments from the Persecuted Church Global Report 2012, which you can also receive from the Voice of the Martyrs. Well, we begin in the Sudan this week. Muslims ransacked a church in Khartoum on Saturday, April 21, in another signal that the northern government intends to eliminate both Christians and ethnic Africans from the country. About 500 Muslims from a nearby mosque attacked and destroyed the Presbyterian Evangelical Church after a Muslim cleric preached an inflammatory sermon calling for jihad against Christians. The attackers ransacked buildings, knocked down walls, and burned Bibles while security police looked on. Christians from Ethiopia, Eritrea, India, South Sudan, and Sudan worshipped at the church, which has filed suit against the attackers. The church compound also included a Bible school and student housing. It seems no one cares about us here in Sudan after the independence of South Sudan, a Voice of the Martyrs contact wrote. What I know is that the church will remain and continue to operate, though there will continue to be challenges. In the Global Report, I then go to page 27 and read to you from Sudan. What about Sudan? 2005, the government of Sudan and the Sudan People's Liberation Movement signed a peace agreement ending the civil war that had raged between the North and the South since 1983. In March 2009, the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for President Bashir for war crimes and crimes against humanity. And then in a January 2011 referendum, South Sudan overwhelmingly voted for independence from the North. 137 of the 246 people groups in the Sudan are unreached by the gospel. 61.4% of the country is Muslim, 26.1% Christian, which there are two separate countries now. Although the interim national constitution guarantees religious freedom, Islam remains the de facto state religion. Muslims are given preferential treatment, and non-Islamic proselytism is prohibited. It's difficult for Christians to obtain permission to build churches. Converts face social pressure and harassment from security services. They typically do not stay in Sudan. I gave you up to January 2011. I encourage you to go online, Google Sudan, and find out what's happened since then. Been a lot of turmoil and political changes in that country, in those countries. And I need you to check that out for yourself. In Algeria, a new Bible translation in the Kabylie language is enabling many more people to read God's Word in Algeria, according to a VOM contact there. Our Algerian contact had been using French translations for a Bible study that he led, but many of the older believers didn't speak French. Since Kabylie is the area's native language, the VOM contact began using that new translation when it was published last year with VOM support. We prayed for a long time that one day God would provide the Bible in Kabylie, and by the way, if I'm not pronouncing that word properly, forgive me. But more people are now attending that Bible study, and more understand God's message of hope. Algerians who read Kabylie can now read the Bible for themselves and share its contents with others. We want to thank you because God heard our prayers, the VOM contact said. Thank God that His Word is now accessible to more people in Algeria. Well, we already did Algeria not too long ago, so we won't go to Global Report on that one. We moved to Azerbaijan in the first known case of a church closure under Azerbaijan's new religion law, a judge in Baku ruled on Wednesday, April 25, to liquidate Greater Grace Protestant Church. Under terms of the ruling, religious activity by the church or its members is illegal and is subject to punishment. The church intends to appeal the ruling. Although Greater Grace registered with the state in 1993, it did not re-register in 2009 when the new religion law passed because leaders believed the church was already registered. Hundreds of churches that re-registered in 2009 are still waiting for the state committee to respond to their applications. In some cases, churches were denied registration because of unspecified errors in their applications. Christians fear that the ruling against Greater Grace sets a dangerous precedent for other churches in the country. Well, you really need to pray about that one, don't you? This is Azerbaijan, and we covered Azerbaijan in the Global Report not long ago also. Quick word from Indonesia. Please pray for those who are training 50 pastors to share the gospel with Muslims. Can you imagine 50 new pastors turned loose, unleashed, to go preach Jesus in Indonesia? Yeah, that's what they need. Let's go to Indonesia here in the Global Report, see what's going on over there. Indonesia is the fourth most populous country in the world. It has the largest Muslim population in the world. By law, Indonesians may choose to follow any of five religions, including Christianity. But in practice, Muslims receive preferential treatment. Militant Islamists have pushed through a number of measures in recent years that could have serious long-term implications for religious freedom and minority rights. Religious radicalism has found converts in Indonesia, leading to sectarian violence and terrorism. 203 out of 784 people groups are unreached by the gospel. In Indonesia, 80% of the people Muslim, 16% are Christian. And what else is going on there? Recently, local governments have closed evangelical churches and imposed restrictions on church expansion. In addition, extremists have forcibly closed churches, sometimes with the tacit approval of local or provincial officials. Under a joint ministerial decree issued in 1969 and revised in 2006, all religious groups in Indonesia must apply for permits to establish and operate places of worship. Part of this law stipulates that a majority of neighbors in the area must sign a statement allowing the church to operate. In February of 2011, a Christian was convicted of blasphemy against Islam. Thinking the sentence was too lenient, a Muslim mob attacked three churches, destroying a church-run orphanage and medical center. It's like in America, where people who don't think that things are right in the courts will go out and try to bring justice on their own. That's how it is. We just need to pray. We need to pray that God's people will be victorious no matter what. Amen. Thank you for joining with me today and for caring about the things that touch God's heart. That's why we come week after week to share with you. Be sure to check out the rest of this series and my other series on Sermon Audio. God bless you today. Bye-bye.